Welcome to The Investment Conversation, Lord Abbett's ongoing podcast series.
With the end of the year approaching, we thought we'd switch things up for our final Investment Conversation podcast of 2019. In this special three-part series, Lord Abbett investment leaders will have one-on-one discussions about key themes for the coming year, sharing investment insights and ideas directly with our audience. In this segment, the third and final part of our series, Lord Abbett investment strategist Tim Paulson talks with our Director of Municipal Bonds, Dan Solander, about developments to watch in the tax-free market, covering topics like market supply and demand, the yield curve, credit ratings, and taxes. Tim starts things off with a question for Dan.
So Dan, it's been a fantastic year for the muni market in general. A lot of assets coming in, strong performance for credits. Do you expect something similar for 2020? What's your outlook?
Well, it has been a great year this year, and I think at this point last year, no one would have expected the way it's turned out. Everything you can do to take more risk has worked, whether it's longer maturity, more credit risk, everything has worked. So looking where we are now and where we could go from here, the key things in our market are really, in the municipal bond market, are supply and demand. So on the supply side, the 2017 tax bill really reduced the supply of tax-exempt bonds, and there's no sign of that changing because the tax bill still is out there. So our supply should stay lower than it was a couple of years ago, which is beneficial for the market. On the demand side, tax bills had a big impact there too, with the cap on state and local taxes causing people to really be looking for whatever tax exemption they can find, and that's driven our strong demand this year. And as we're getting towards the end of the year, the demand is not slowing down. If anything, it's increasing, and people are getting very comfortable. So they've made money in equities. They're comfortable taking some of their money and putting it in the municipal bond market. So looking forward, supply should stay average to maybe on the lower side, but maybe slightly higher than this year. Demand should be consistent. And those are the main things we're looking at going forward that should put some comfort in the market. And then if you move to the interest rate side, you know, rates are on the lower side. They've rallied this year, but there really is no sign of inflation and growth is under control. Globally, rates are on the lower side. So it seems like everything suggests we're not gonna see any big increase in rates. We should be in a pretty comfortable environment this year.
So technicals are pretty positive. Looking at the fundamentals side of things, you know, as you say, supply is limited. You know, there's been a lot of concern about deteriorating fundamentals, perhaps in corporate credit, or how long can the US consumer sustain this? Certainly an explosion in the federal deficit. Are we seeing the same kind of thing in with a lot of municipal credits?
Municipals have been performing very well from a credit perspective too. It's been kind of an incredible year. I mean, everything really is working, but you know, it kind of started when people were paying their taxes, and when you kind of go back to the tax bill and people used to prepay them in the calendar year before they're due. This year they didn't do that. They paid them in 2019. So tax revenue came in late, but it came in very strong above budget. Most states had surpluses, you know, putting money into rainy day funds, you know, putting money away, just having extra money to make their pension payments. It was really good shape in our market this year. If you turn to the rating agency side, more upgrades and downgrades in every quarter from the rating agencies, their credit quality is really doing well. So you have state balance sheets looking good, you have credit fundamentals looking good with the rating agency's perspective. And then overall, just the economy is moving along at a good pace. It's not booming, it's not shrinking either. And that means things like oil prices are on the lower side, so transportation credits are doing well. Healthcare is holding in and doing pretty well. Education is doing well. So across the board, credit fundamentals are good.
So no real surge in risky borrowing or unsustainable borrowing at the state level. Is there anything that could really kind of start to trigger some deterioration? Certainly some states may be more vulnerable to, you know, income, a loss in income tax revenues than others.
Well, our market is dependent obviously on income and revenues from taxes and just real estate too. Right. And on the income tax side, things are looking pretty good, although you're hearing in some of the financial areas, you might see some reductions, some bonuses and things like that in the financial industry. So you have to watch that because that's a big deal in terms of the revenues. But the real estate is kind of really a little more of an area to look at. The cap on state and local taxes reduced the value of the deduction. So some of the areas around New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, a little bit in California, not seeing the growth. If anything, they might be shrinking a little bit in value. So that's something we're watching for going forward.
Fundamentals look solid. Now, one of the things that you know, a lot of folks have talked about this year, at least in Treasury space, is the inversion for a little while of the yield curve. Certainly some folks, we didn't agree, felt that this is maybe a signal of recession, but there's been a really very different story in the muni market. Talk about that a little bit. I've contended in the past that you know, Treasuries are more driven by central banks and pensions, maybe investors who aren't thinking about economic trade-offs.
Right. And it's kind of started in the summer of 2018 when the Treasury curve was inverting. And we had to spend a tremendous amount of time educating people, let them know we're not inverting. We actually were steepening in 2018 when Treasuries were inverting.
Right.
So fast forward to 2019, we came into the year with a steep yield curve. It's definitely flattened so much this year, but it is still steeper than other markets. And that's happened because people have gotten more comfortable in the rate environment, flattened a little bit, long ends perform well, but we're still upward sloping. And the key thing of where we stand today is that when people ask me, where do you find the best value in the market? If you're really looking for the best returns, given that we're an upward sloping market, going out longer, 20, 25 years is beneficial if you take the volatility that kind of comes with that over a 3 to 5 year time frame, it'll be better. If you're a little more risk averse, not comfortable with that volatility, then that 10-year range is probably a better place to be just to have the good risk-return trade-off.
Anything that's really got you worried as we think about this next coming, maybe not worried, but that could rock the boat as we go forward?
I guess the things to watch, really, the main thing with us, that gets back to the whole retail demand and how dominant we are by retail. A lot of it has to do with the demand and how comfortable people are taking credit risk, interest rate risk, being in municipal bonds, worrying about rates. So the key thing is really watching that demand, seeing that sentiment. Every week they publish the mutual fund flows for the industry. Just that's a good tracker of how the sentiment is in the industry, seeing how things go. So that's one thing to watch. And then the other is just the economy. I mean, it's you watch the growth, you watch what's going on, and you just kind of factor all that in because revenues, every budget has growth in it across the country, and there needs to be some economic growth for everything to work out the way it's projected to.
That's it for this special edition of the Investment Conversation. For those who listen on iTunes, please be sure to leave a rating for the Investment Conversation. Thanks.
Please drop us a line on social media or visit our website at lordabbott.com. Our audio podcasts are available on iTunes, Spotify, TuneIn, and other major streaming media services. Thanks for listening. Yield is the annual interest received from a bond and is typically expressed as a percentage of the bond's market price. The average yield is the market value weighted average yield to maturity of a portfolio of bonds. Yield curve is a line that plots the interest rates at a set point in time of bonds having equal credit quality but differing maturity dates. One such comparison involves the 2-year and 10-year U.S. Treasury debt. This yield curve is used as a benchmark for other debt in the market, such as mortgage rates or bank lending rates. The curve is also used to predict changes in economic output and growth. Treasuries are debt securities issued by the U.S. government and secured by its full faith and credit. Income from Treasury securities is exempt from state and local taxes. Investing involves risk, including the loss of principal. The value of investments in fixed income securities will change as interest rates fluctuate and in response to market movements. Generally, when interest rates rise, the prices of debt securities fall, and when interest rates fall, prices generally rise. The municipal market can be affected by adverse tax, legislative, or political changes, and by the financial condition of the issuers of municipal securities. Investments in foreign or emerging market securities may be adversely affected by economic, political, or regulatory factors and subject to currency volatility and greater liquidity risk. The value of investments in equity securities will fluctuate in response to general economic conditions and to changes in the prospects of particular companies and/or sectors in the economy. No investing strategy can overcome all market volatility or guarantee future results. Market forecasts and projections are based on current market conditions and are subject to change without notice. Projections should not be considered a guarantee. The views and opinions expressed by the Lord Abbott speaker are those of the speaker as of the date of the broadcast and do not necessarily represent the views of the firm as a whole. Any such views are subject to change at any time based upon market or other conditions, and Lord Abbott disclaims any responsibility to update such views. This material is not intended to be relied upon as a forecast, research, or investment advice. It is not a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any securities or to adopt any investment strategy. Neither Lord Abbott nor the Lord Abbott speaker can be responsible for any direct or incidental loss incurred by applying any of the information offered. The information provided is not directed at any investor or category of investors and is provided solely as general information about Lord Abbett's products and services and to otherwise provide general investment education. None of the information provided should be regarded as a suggestion to engage in or refrain from any investment-related course of action, as neither Lord Abbett nor its affiliates are undertaking to provide impartial investment advice, act as an impartial advisor, or give advice in a fiduciary capacity. If you are an individual retirement investor, contact your financial advisor or other fiduciary about whether any given investment idea, strategy, product, or service may be appropriate for your circumstances. This broadcast is the copyright 2019 of Lord Abbett & Company, LLC, all rights reserved. This recording may not be reproduced in whole or in part or any form without the permission of Lord Abbett. Lord Abbett Mutual Funds are distributed by Lord Abbett Distributor, LLC.